This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Amnesty International is ignoring the work of Irish doctors who have made that nation a world leader in maternal health. As Amnesty seeks to decriminalize abortion in Ireland's constitution, Ireland's pro-life campaign says it is gaining the support of estranged Amnesty members. Polish groups are outraged by a document from the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child, which demand that Poland make abortion available to adolescents and to curtail pro-life activity. One Polish newspaper said the document looks like it was written at the request of leftist politicians. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture at healingtheculture.com. You'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. In other headlines, Planned Parenthood's contrition at being caught marketing what is left after abortions is being questioned as it has been discovered that last week, doctors captured in investigative videos have now been caught headlining a secret Planned Parenthood conference. A judge in England is congratulating himself for creating an evolution in case law as he has ordered the death by dehydration of an MS patient at the request of her daughter. And sub-Saharan Africa is being inundated with long-term injectable contraceptives despite studies establishing a link to HIV infection. Critics say philanthropies like the Gates Foundation have led the World Health Organization to ignore those studies. This has been Life News Radio.